Ramsey Solutions presents Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
What if American households today got serious about stewardship? Not some old historic church word and not some fundraising campaign, but true biblical stewardship, managing God's blessings God's way for God's glory.
Welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's your host, Chris Brown.
Well, hello, folks, and welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. I'm your host, Chris Brown, and I want to start us off today with a verse, Proverbs 3:5. It is powerful. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. That is the heartbeat behind this show, is that we talk through biblical understanding, not our own, and that we would be guided by that. And so let that kind of wash over you today, wherever you are at. Folks, we want you to start this week off right by registering for our Do Christmas Right $100,000 giveaway presented by Ramsey Solutions. You only have a week left to enter, so go enter at stewardship.com. Well, folks, we are so excited to have Rachel Cruz with us again. For those of you who haven't heard Rachel, she is a best-selling author, a very popular video blogger, and a regular contributor on Fox and Friends and many more. Rachel, thank you so much.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks for having me back on.
Yeah, we're glad to have you.
Thanks.
Folks, her latest book, Smart Money, Smart Kids, is a New York Times bestseller, and that book is available at stewardship.com. Of course, you know that's the website that we tell you to go to for a little bit of everything. We want to make sure that that's a one-stop shop for you, that we got a lot of folks working on that website to make sure that's a huge value add to your life, and that Money, Smart Money, Smart Kids book is there at stewardship.com. So she's with us today, and we're talking all about giving during the holidays. Now, we're not necessarily talking about tithing. Tithing's kind of that's a more of an obedience thing. That's not a giving thing. We're talking about giving, that above and beyond the tithe. And, Rachel, you hear so much about giving during the holidays. You know, all of us kind of hear this giving, giving, giving. For folks, let's unpack true giving by starting out with what giving isn't. You know, we've got a lot of folks out there that think giving is some things, and then there's some things that's not really giving, is it? You know?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think that there's so many opportunities that sometimes become routine for us during the holidays. Mm-hmm. And so some things, you know, like you send out a Christmas card and you're like, oh, I'm such a generous giver. I'm giving everyone the ability to see my beautiful family and how wonderful we are, right? No, so I think that it's important to see, okay, what are maybe some new things you can be doing and things to put in your life? Because the great thing about giving is you can do it all year round. Now, obviously, it's amplified during the season because Christmas is the season of giving. But finding things that are different for you and that kind of stretch you a little bit, that's what changes your heart as you give.
I can't help but some of those photos I receive, I can't help but think, man, that was just a great excuse to show off your family.
Well, I'm probably guilty of that. Winston, Amelia, and I had the cutest picture the other day. Yeah. I was like, that's going to be our Christmas card. That's what I wanted to show everyone.
I guess it's not a bad thing to
put it on Instagram and everything.
Yeah, feel a little bit of pride that, you know, that God's really blessed your family. So it's pretty cool. But when you talk about these obligated things that we do, I think about just even like, for instance, the other day I left a tip for my hair. I'm not going to say hairdresser.
Oh, you should, though, Chris. It looks great right now.
My hair stylist, I guess you can call it. I don't know. But anyway, I left her a tip, and I realized that she's like, okay, thanks. And I'm like, wait a minute. I didn't have to do that. It didn't have to be that high. And it was kind of like just an obligation. But when my heart, I felt like I was giving, but it wasn't received. And a lot of times with our obligated gifts, we just need to be careful. We're in all these obligated gifts, and people are opening these gifts on the other side, and they're not receiving it as a gift.
Yes, absolutely. That can definitely be a Debbie Downer in those situations when you feel like you're being generous, you're going above and beyond even a tip. But also I think the opposite is true too, that we sometimes feel pressured to give, you know, like checking out at Target or the grocery store, wherever you are, it seems like there's always something happening. And if you don't give that extra 25 cents, you know, you feel cheap. I feel like the cashier is like questioning my salvation. You know, she's like, who are you? Are you just like such a horrible person?
I've got a great line for that, by the way.
I can't wait.
It's so good. So I've always felt that pressure. Like, I'm so cheap, I won't give a dollar to this thing. And it's a great thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
But for those of you listening, and this is only for those of you listening who are faithful giving to your church, I've got this line and say, no, thank you, I already give at my church. And so it takes care of that.
Oh, that's good.
And it's nothing wrong with what they're doing, but it makes me not feel so. Why do I feel guilty? Because I won't give a dollar.
Yes, absolutely.
So, anyway.
Well, and with giving too, you know, I've realized too, and you've probably talked about it on the show too, but taking it seriously mm-hmm. and seeing what are things you're giving to. Kind of like how, you know, when you're investing your money, you take time to dig in, to learn, to understand. And I would say same is true with your giving. As we're stewarding what God has given us, if we're going to invest back in His kingdom, making sure it's things that are worthwhile, that the people on the other side are handling it well. Now, sometimes, yeah, you're going to feel the tug to give,
yeah.
and you may not be able to have time to research, and that's fine. That's the Holy Spirit moving, and you go for it. Mm-hmm. But overall, Winston and I, we take our giving very seriously, and so we have dictated out where we give. So when those cashiers are like, you know, can we have 3/4? You know, I always do. I'll go back, I'm like, no, but my husband and I, we give a lot of promise. I can tell you the things that we give too, you know. So don't feel that yeah. obligation. Make sure that where your heart is pure, that your motivation is good. It's not out of guilt yeah. that you're giving. That's yeah. never fun.
Yeah, I feel bad for those cashiers. They're put in a weird spot all day long.
Yes. And
seeing all these people struggle with awkwardness.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Crazy. And, you know, I was thinking also when it comes to what generosity and what giving is and what it isn't, you know, just like putting a dollar in a bucket. Sometimes I think, you know, for some folks, putting a dollar, like say the, I don't know if it's a Salvation Army bucket yep. outside the grocery store. For some people, that's sacrificial. But for many of us who are listening, if you are around the average salary in America, putting a dollar in there is not real sacrificial. And so, you know, I think through like when I give my kids a dollar to put into the vending machine.
Yeah.
I feel like they don't receive that as a gift. I'm giving them something, but they don't receive it as a gift. And I think there's an element of sacrifice that needs to go into a good gift. Like think about the ones that you received that you felt that meant the most to you. There was probably some kind of element of sacrifice on the other side, wasn't there?
Sure, and creativity or mm-hmm. intentionality, or you think, wow, this person really was thinking of me. And sure, I mean, that, yeah, you feel extra special in that yeah. sense to be that receiver.
Yeah, folks, we're going to be talking about giving on this today's show. And I think one of the themes that you'll hear throughout this conversation, if it goes where I think it's going to go, is it doesn't always have to be monetary. You think about the best gift ever in the history of the world, right? For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believeth in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Notice that there's no monetary gift there. But there was a huge element of sacrifice and creativity, the things that we're talking about. So what is giving? And, you know, all these are, they're good things, but so many times we're just doing them because we've always done them. We want to avoid that if we can. Now, so when you're in the middle of this crazy season of gift buying and holiday parties, planning travel, going to the mall, we miss the opportunities that are right in front of us, don't we? We're all out and about. We're running everywhere. What are some of these great opportunities that we're missing?
Sure. Well, I mean, I feel like the obvious ones that everyone sees day in and day out, you know, your family, mm-hmm. your neighbors, your coworkers, people that you're around. But I even think about, you know, I remember growing up, Mom would always get these bags of cookies, and we give them to my teachers, to our bus driver, to our mailman. I mean, like anyone that she would hand out these gifts around Christmas. And I remember thinking in my head, oh, that's so creative. People don't think about the mailman always, you know? And so just these little things that you can do. And sure, there's organizations and really amazing things all over the country that I'm sure people listening that you've heard of. So there's a lot of creative things. But I think the people in your life, it's fun to give to them. Especially during the Christmas season.
Yeah, well, let's break down some of these groups of people in our lives. So we just start with family, where Rachel started us off. And you think, well, what are the opportunities with our family? So here we are, we're about 10 days out from Christmas, and little Junior, the little ones are home from school maybe, or maybe they're going to be out of school soon, and you're going to have more time with them. So I was thinking about, you know, the Thanksgiving break. I had some time off with my oldest, Max, and we had a little afternoon off that was very rare, and I took him to, we went to the gym, and he's not old enough to be, like, in the gym with me, so instead of me going in the gym and him going to the little daycare place to play on his video game or watch TV, I took him into the racquetball court and trained him, like, all the ins and outs of racquetball.
That's awesome.
And I spent some time with him, and I'm telling you, for a month now, he has told me all about how incredible that time playing racquetball was. It's just something simple. Didn't cost anything.
Yes. Well, there was a commercial. I want to say it was like in Europe or something. I saw it on YouTube. But it was these little kids and they were writing letters to their parents of what they wanted for Christmas and then to Santa what they wanted. Mm. And it was crazy because the ones to their parents, it was all about like time. I want to hang out with you at night. I wish you weren't on your phone and when you weren't on TV. I mean, like, and it was these real life kids, and it was just so powerful that I'm like, yeah, your kids, what you're going to remember are the memories that you make with them. You're not some toy. I can't even tell you what I got as a kid for Christmas. I really can't. We got a dog 1 year and then I had to put it to sleep like a year later, which was horrible.
Oh,
so
my goodness.
I know it's horrible. So I remember that gift. Rest in peace, that little pug. But you know, the memories I have in childhood, it wasn't the Christmas gift necessarily, you know, it was the time spent with my mom and dad. So definitely true. Your time is huge.
Yeah, and I think if your kids are younger than, I don't know, maybe 7 or so, or maybe 6, they're probably going to be more interested in the boxes
exactly.
that the toys come in than the actual toy. Now, so that's your family, and then think about the neighbors and coworkers. Okay, so what are some opportunities that with neighbors? I'm thinking about, you know, maybe raking the neighbor's yard or something like that, you know, because you've got some more time. Most of us, unless you're in a very retail-oriented industry, most of us are going to have a little bit more time than we normally have. And so I was thinking about maybe raking the neighbor's yard because it'd buy me some change to possibly throw some sticks in their yard later
that's
on.
Right. That's so, right.
Build up change while you can, right? Now, what about coworkers? What are some creative ideas how we can minister to coworkers? Anything that's worked in the past? Because I'm really expecting a huge gift from you.
I know, right?
So
I got to go empty out that envelope, that gift envelope for Chris Brown. You know, again, I think it's the thoughtful things. I know 1 year, my leader he wrote out a very nice just letter of encouragement. Mm-hmm. And even that, I'm like, and I keep a lot of those usually. And so, you know, being able to look back and see that and just being affirmed in what you're doing. And I don't think a lot of people are appreciated in just saying, hey, you're doing a good job.
Yeah.
Like sometimes that's what people need. And so it's very much the simple things. But this list as well is, I think, where you can break the budget because there are so many people you work for and so many things that you want to give. And so I would say, you know, just be realistic with it.
One of the things that I've been impressed with just here at Ramsey Solutions is so many folks, because in our seasons, we were heavy in the fall, heavy in the spring, and then around Christmas and summer, we're a little bit lighter on our schedule. Well, no, I've noticed over the last month, a lot more folks are just taking the time to put the pencil down, put the pen down, put the mouse down on the computer, whatever it might be, and swiveling their chair around and just engaging in a good 1 minute, 2 minute conversation, but fully listening. And that might be it for you at your workplace. Just swiveling the chair around and looking someone in the eye and having a good conversation. That's giving of your time. It's something that is sacrificial. You've got work to do, but it's one of those things that maybe we can do a little bit more of in this holiday season. And you might only have a couple more days of work left, but maybe even it's after Christmas going into the new year. And then you think about church. That'd be another environment that we're in a lot to most of us who are churchgoers. I'll just say this. Folks, I would not underestimate sending a card to your church leaders. I think in the church world, Rachel, everyone assumes that they're getting cards. The leaders are getting cards from the entire body. And I'm just telling you, as a pastor, that doesn't happen. Let's say that you're going to a church of, let's say, 500 or 600 people. There might be 5 cards that come in. Might be 5.
And see, and as not a pastor, I'm shocked because I would assume that the pastor's on the list.
Yeah, and I don't know if you've ever heard of Pastor Appreciation Month in October every year. It's maybe 3 or 4 gifts. I mean, if you're like super, if you drop some hints out there on social media, you might get 10 or 15. But don't assume the rest of the church is doing it, folks. And then you think about, you know, for me, dropping the kids off at school, I think about the kids' bus driver. You know, what a thankless job that is. You know,
mm-hmm.
That's probably one of the people that I appreciate the most because during that crazy time early in the morning to just be able to walk to a bus stop and say, peace, I'm out.
See ya.
Have
See
fun
ya.
With them. And so what can you do for folks like that? Maybe it's a server at your usual lunch spot. I don't know what it is. Those of you that are on baby step 2, of course, you don't have a lunch spot, right? Because you are not in a restaurant during baby step 2. Well, you know, folks, we are talking with Rachel Cruz all about giving around the holiday season, and we're really excited about where we're going to be going in just a few minutes. We're going to be talking about how do I give to folks. You know, Rachel just did a great video blog at rachelcruz.com. You want to make sure you check that out on three ways to give. Three ways to give, and we're going to be talking about that in just a moment. You know, as we've been talking about, you know, giving gifts during the holiday season, it's one of the best feelings in the world. What if you could help your family live their dream through a simple gift? America's trusted voice in retirement, Chris Hogan, has a brand new book available for pre-sale that will help start the conversation in your family about retirement. And if you order today, we'll include over $90 worth of extras, like the Retire-inspired ebook and digital audiobook narrated by Chris Hogan, and an all-new DVD from Chris called Investing Basics, shipped to you immediately and perfect for a Christmas gift. Also, the Guide to Retirement Budgeting ebook and the ebook version of Dave Ramsey's latest book, The Legacy Journey. It's never too early or too late for anyone to start planning for their retirement dream. Go to stewardship.com to order and Retire-inspired DVD gift set today for only $23.99.
We're thankful to have you with us today on Chris Brown's True Stewardship. If you have a question for Chris, you can email him at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. That's chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. And please let us know if you'd like us to call you and have you on the air. Or call him at 866-357-3283. That's 866-357-3283. Now we continue with Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's Chris.
Now again, we are with Rachel Cruz, the best-selling author of Smart Money, Smart Kids. And we're talking about your latest vlog. That's a new term for me, like the last 6 months to a year, vlog. It's a video blog, okay? Some of you, you're going to use that later on. You'll be like, man, I learned something really good from Chris Brown's True Stewardship. You're going to thank me. Just send all the cards to Chris Brown on air at stewardship.com. So you talked about three ways to give. Give us some advice.
Sure. Well, I'd say the foundational principle overall is to give a little until you can give a lot. You're probably thinking, okay, I have nothing to give. Or if you're getting out of debt or you're saving up for an emergency fund, if you're really sacrificing your lifestyle and you're putting all your extra money towards something else, then again, a lot of people think, well, I don't have a lot to give. So I would say just give a little. Give something no matter where you are financially. And then when you're in a place financially, you're going to be able to give a lot. Once you're out of debt, you have that emergency fund built up and you have the ability to have more cash on hand to be able to give. So I would say give a little until you can give a lot. But the three things I would say overall with giving, number one, have fun with it. Give to something that you are passionate about and that you love, because that's going to make giving fun. When you know that you're changing an aspect of the world that you are so passionate about, whether it's hunger or trafficking or whatever it is, give to something that you're passionate about. And during the holiday season, you know, even family things, you know, being able to give to a single mom or doing an angel treat, something like that, that you know you're helping out and that you enjoy. Number two, be creative. If you can get past all the cliche giving, you know, like throwing a dollar in the bucket, those kinds of things, even though those are great things, but really pushing and thinking outside the box is always fun for the family. And then lastly, I would say be realistic. If you have this crazy giving goal and, you know, you think you're going to change the world all by next month, by the new year, like, it's probably not going to happen. So just be realistic, because the worst thing ever is to have this amazing goal and you're defeated because somehow it wasn't met. So just be realistic about your giving.
You're going to be more ministered yourself when you put more creativity and when you think outside the box. You know, I think it's Proverbs 11:25 that says, whoever refreshes others will themselves be refreshed. Try to pick things where you can give, where you can just see folks being refreshed. And it's so cool. There's a great promise tied to all of this generosity. Proverbs 22:9 says, he who is generous will be blessed. I'll repeat that. Will be blessed. For he gives some of his food to the poor. So we want to make sure you know there's a promise to all this giving. It is for us. It's not necessarily for everyone else also. I mean, it's for them and it's for us. And so it's just a good reminder for us. Now, so have fun, be creative, be realistic.
And I would say too, Chris, just with the whole, you know, dropping the dollar in the bucket kind of thing, because those are not bad things.
Yeah.
You have to, like we're saying, I'm gonna, it's not. But just think of the deep or wide approach of your giving. Are you going to go really deep and give a lot of your time, a lot of your money to one organization to make a bigger impact? Or are you going to go wide and give to 16 different things where your money is going to be spread a lot more thin? So it's just something you want to be intentional about. What's the ways you want to give?
Let's think about this. What does giving a gift do to a giver? So you think about this, because sometimes the gift is like forgiveness. You give the gift of forgiveness. And so you think about what that does for them. It lets them off the hook for an offense. But then what does it do for us? Those of you that, I pray that everyone out here has forgiven somebody for something. What did that do for you? And again, it's better to give than to receive. And you reminded me of this quote earlier. It said, people will forget what you said. People will forget what you did. But people will never forget how you made them feel. And that's written by, and was said by Maya Angelou. I have a tough time with that name always. Did I mess that up?
That was good. Okay. I think that was good. I have no idea, but I think that was good.
So ask yourself during this holiday season, how are you making people feel? It's not necessarily what you did. It's not what you said, but how did you make them feel? And Rachel, this reminds me of, and I'm sure you've got a lot of good examples of this, but I don't always nail this. I don't always do this well. But for instance, you can have somebody over to your house during the holiday season, and you can cut up, do all the small talk. You can break bread together, and you can almost spend those 2 or 3 hours together, but never really connect. And one thing that's worked for Holly and I is before they leave, I've asked them a lot of questions about their life. And not your everyday questions like, what do you do? How was your week? It just goes deeper than that. And then before they leave, I make sure, Holly and I pray over their family. And so I feel like most of the time, I don't do this all the time. Well, when they leave my home, it's not what I did. It's not what I said, but they're leaving the way I made them feel. I made them feel valued. I made them feel important. How important is that to this whole quote here? I love it. But people will never forget how you make them feel.
Yeah, I think that's huge because I think that's it. I mean, it's in the negative sense as well,
but obviously
the positive sense, and to be able to pour into people and be generous and allow them to feel important and blessed and treasured, all of those things, that's something that they take with them for sure. And it changes their world. And I think it's contagious.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you do that to them, that's how they feel. It's like, oh, or when that gets done to you, you're like, oh my gosh, I just, you know, we went out to dinner with a couple similar, could have been you and Holly in a different, in a mask or something. I don't know. But they did that to us, and they just really asked these good questions and dug in, and you just feel so loved and taken care of.
Yeah.
And then Winston and I, you know, we left. I was like, oh my gosh, I want to do, like, I want to carry that kind of conversation. I want to dig into people's lives to make them feel the same way this couple made us feel. So 100%, I think it's contagious as well.
Well, I'm really thankful for the truth because we're horrible cooks and we're horrible at hospitality. So we're not really given a whole lot of good tangible.
Just some good conversation.
So Rachel, before we close out the show, what was something that someone gave you that made an impact in your life?
Well, I think like what we're talking about, it's not always a tangible thing. And I think I had so many incredible mentors in my life from high school to college. And I just think about them and what they poured into me, taking the time out to care for me and, answering their phone text messages to me. So I would say that. I think it's just people who serve and give their lives away. And I was just a beneficiary of that in a single point in time in life.
When I first asked you that question, I didn't think about tangible things either.
I
thought about folks who have believed in me and poured into me and invested into me. So pretty cool stuff. What if we were to view giving in 2016 through the eyes of what we quoted earlier, John 3:16, that God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Imagine if our giving was, we looked at it through the lens of that modeling, that example that we see in the scriptures and that we cling to for our eternal safety and our eternal hope. Pretty cool stuff. Well, Rachel, we're so thankful that you were on the show today.
Absolutely. Thanks, Chris. Thanks for having me on.
Well, it's always such a fun time with Rachel on the show. You can find her book, Smart Money, Smart Kids, for only $10 at stewardship.com right now. Parents, I strongly encourage you, and even grandparents, man, buy them for your kids. They need help. And that's what the research shows. So make sure you stop by stewardship.com and grab that book. Don't forget to sign up for every day this week for the Do Christmas Right $100,000 giveaway from Ramsey Solutions at stewardship.com. Let's stay in touch at Chris Brown On Air on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Folks, only 10 more days. Let's manage them God's way and for God's glory. God bless you.